Welcome to the Nutrition Nibble. It's Heidi,
Jess,
and Ella. And today on the Nutrition Nibble, we'll be discussing
nutrition and sleep.
How many hours before bed is best to eat dinner? And if so, how does this impact your quality of sleep?
Yeah, sure. Look, I get asked this a lot around timing of intake. And, you know, you hear a lot of messages around don't eat too late before bed and you know, make sure you have, you know, leave a certain amount of hours before bed. It's a little bit different for adolescents, and also depends on if you're doing sport and things like that too, because sometimes if you're getting home late and then you have to have your dinner a bit late and closer to bed, then you can't avoid that and you need to eat at that time. So that's not an issue. But normally we'd say to try and leave, you know, a few hours before bed. The main reason is because just with your digestion, really, so that your food's a little bit digested before you lie down. It has nothing to do with metabolism or anything like that. It's more just around the digestive system. And also if you're having a big, heavy meal just before you go to bed, sometimes it can disrupt your sleep a little bit, your sleep quality, because you can sometimes not be sleeping as well because your body's so busy, you know, digesting. So trying to have it, you know, a few hours before bed, but you don't have to be too strict with that side of it.
Are there any foods I shouldn't be having before bed and why?
Yeah. I guess when it comes to thinking about your foods that you have before bed, there's not really set foods that you shouldn't have. There's a few foods that can be beneficial, but in terms of foods that you shouldn't have, I guess it's probably more the amount as well that you have. So try not to have a really big meal just before you go to bed. But if you're home late, if you're doing sport and you're home late, then you need to still have a decent meal for your recovery. So in terms of the foods to maybe avoid, sometimes we talk about some of the really, definitely caffeine. That's probably the biggest one, is try to avoid having too much caffeine from food and drinks close to bed, because that can often keep you awake and affect getting to sleep and affect your quality of sleep. But also sometimes foods that are, you know, really high sugar foods as well, that can, you know, increase your blood sugar levels and can kind of increase your energy levels a bit sometimes. That's probably not the best ones to have just right before you go to bed as well.
And are there specific nutrients that can help with sleep and improve your quality of sleep?
Yeah, so that's a really good area to focus on. And even rather than focusing on what we shouldn't have before bed, is thinking about the types of foods that can help us. And there's a little bit of research on this, and I work a lot in sports, so we really focus in a lot on athletes' sleep because it's really important for their recovery. So we do look at what they are having before bed. And there's a bit of research on protein and the type of protein that you have. So there's an amino acid called tryptophan, which is found in foods like your dairy foods, and turkey is another one. There's only a handful of foods that are rich in that nutrient. And that's been found to actually help with sleep. So trying to get a little bit of a protein food. So sometimes we do recommend a dairy sort of snack a little bit closer to bed. That can help. There's a bit of research on kiwi fruit as well, actually, which is a bit unusual in terms of kiwi fruit helping with sleep closer to bed. Another one is, again, not having too much of that really sugary food, but having a snack that's got a little bit of protein in it and a little bit of carbohydrate. A little bit of carbohydrate can help as well. So getting a little balanced snack in there can help. And also I mentioned caffeine, but also just making sure you're not drinking too much fluid in the evening, because that can sort of have you up overnight needing to go to the toilet and stuff like that. And that can disrupt your sleep as well. So there's certainly a few things in terms of nutrition that can make a difference to sleep. And again, sleep's really important for recovery, but also just for our energy levels and focus and concentration the next day. So thinking about what you're eating in the evening and closer to bed, and, you know, especially if you're up late studying, sometimes that can be, you know, you can find yourself snacking on lots of little different snacks and things. So thinking about what you're having and making sure you're eating enough at your dinner meal to help to get you through, so you're not needing to snack a huge amount late into the night. But again, if you're hungry, then making sure you do have something, because you don't want to be going to bed and feeling a bit hungry and then not being able to sleep properly. But it's thinking about the nutrition, but also all the other factors that affect your sleep. So like I just mentioned, in terms of time you go to bed, that's a really important one, especially if you need to be up at a certain time in the morning. And there's a bit of research showing that if you go to bed at a similar time every night, it's really good for your body clock and you get into a routine where you have a better sleep cycle if you're going to bed and getting up, going to bed at a consistent time and getting up at a similar time in the mornings. And of course, the screens late at night can have an impact on your ability to get to sleep. And so trying to switch off your screens, you know, at least within an hour or two before bed so that you're kind of winding down. So getting into some good sleep habits.
Watch next week's episode for Inside On
Gut Health.